Why is that? Well, I heard that engine is real powerful, and I'm really keen on, you know, getting into that stick shift, and I thought maybe you could show me one and I could take it for a test drive. Why is that? Well, because if I like the car in a test drive, I'm probably going to buy. At that point, I swoop right in. Because if he started keeping on with the why is that, I don't know where it was going. Larry had a big old smile on his face. The next month, he was number 3 on the board behind me and Dominic. Larry Roberto developed self-confidence and self-esteem. He was not a good communicator and a slick talker. Larry was an expert at asking questions and listening. Because he was so afraid to talk, he didn't want to say anything. So the only thing he kept on saying out of his mouth was questions, and he listened, and he was outstanding. And he would be a top salesman in any organization if it wasn't for me and Dominic who were there. But he was great. Larry was great. And we had a lot of customers sending in referrals, so we had an unfair advantage as well. But quite frankly, he was a hard worker. He worked harder, quite frankly, than anybody there. And he was outstanding. And probably had one of the highest closing rates, too. He was just a really good guy and a real, real good guy. And turned out to be a great salesman and made a ton of money in that business. Just by learning how to ask questions and listen. How do you answer questions and overcome objections? I'm going to give you some basic phrases, but I'm going to give you one basic parameter. In the meeting after the meeting, when you're talking to a prospect who has seen the video, who you're on a 3-way phone call because they just finished listening to the membership overview meeting call, or you're at a membership overview meeting in a hotel, and then you're leaving and going to the lobby to sit down and have a cup of coffee. It's the meeting after the meeting. Or you're in your own home and you showed the video and the video's now off and you're serving a little coffee. It's now the meeting after the meeting. Or you're on the phone with somebody who listened to your wishes, your command, who went onto the website, watched the video, and you set up an appointment for a call to basically answer questions and overcome objections and see if the person's interested and try to sign them up. That's the meeting after the meeting. You see what these meetings after the meeting are? You gotta understand these. The basic parameters, what do you do in the meeting after the meeting? Here's what you do. You really try to impress that person with what you know and how much you know. No. What you do is you ask questions. You ask questions and you listen. You ask questions and you listen. You ask questions and you listen. That's the basic parameter that you have. You're asking questions and you're listening. Now I'm going to give you some basic phrases. You can write these phrases down and we'll talk about them. The magic phrase, one of them, which I've said over and over again, what do you think? So, what do you think? That's a question, which means the next person talks, not you. I've been there, man. Chris and Blaine and I were there. We're at a home meeting, and we did the training, and we got a couple there that's all trained up. They have a home meeting. They got like 25 people in their house, meeting after the meeting. And I'm saying, man, this is great. Everything's working flawless. They invited people properly. They did the meeting properly. Everything was perfect. I mean, this is going to be a slam, home run. Man, so successful. Great. Perfect. And then the guy walks up to the first, one of the guys there, and he goes, so, Charlie, what do you think? Because I'll tell you what I think. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell was that? And it went downhill from there. Blew everybody out of the water. Everybody was in. He got them all out. I'm not kidding. They were all ready to sign. They were all in. He talked them out.